Harry Fisher, yeah. It's great to Harry Fisher.
Okay, זה הכניש פה סבי מורי, אני אקום לנסוע פרחס, זה הכניש פה סבי מורי, שאין לו עושה שוב על. Okay, so, okay, so, בעזר שם, this man of Hilchus is today, tomorrow. We finished that topic. We'll have Chumash also tomorrow, Shlach. And those going to Eretz Yisrael, you might have missed a parasha, okay? It's a Chovas at Seabor, so yeah. Unless there's a Chevra of, is it going to be, maybe there's a minion somewhere in.
Probably is, but.
Yeah.
I know here there's the other way. Shem Shabbos in Borough Park, I
think. Yeah.
During the week they have something.
Okay, so and then Monday, Be'ez Hashem, we start Hilchos Beinah Metzorah. That's very fascinating. Because I feel Beinah Metzorah is a topic that.
You wanted to know, this person asking you about Chol, you wanted to know starting.
Which person?
It was just here in New
York. Ellie Goldberg. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if you got in the from the Siach Nochum. There was so one thing is we ended saying that it's his idea that if something is not made for we had a machlokes Reb David Feinstein and Reb Yashiv. Reb David Feinstein said even if you're going to use the newspaper, but the newspaper has the Torah, but then you can read it, you know. And discard it so that it doesn't have the din d'rabbanan of shameless kisvei hakodesh divrei Torah. And Rabbi Asher says no, it does because you learn from it. So the only time that the tziv was makel is by galleys because galleys you never learn from. I told you, Rabbi Moshe Meir Weiss said that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein used to get his proofs from the Dibros. He would get them and he would do them on Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av you can't learn anyway, so the Memela might as well spend time correcting the gallons. You see the Siach Nochum? Okay, so there's still one thing in the packet from Rabbi Shlomo, but that will do tomorrow. And I just wanted to do from the Siach Nochum, Rabbi Rabinovich.
He's a modern guy. I mean, a contemporary guy.
Contemporary, right. He,
not modern.
Yeah, he passed away recently.
Who's that?
Rabbi Nochum Rabinovich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He has grandson here in the day. But
Toronto.
Right, the Bukowski. Yeah, he was the rabbi of Stratton Park. Yeah, Rabbi Newberg is
Newberg.
And Lord Jonathan Sacks is considers himself a Talmud of the
influence.
Yeah, and he was in the Jews College and he's a Talmud of Rav Ruderman, Israel.
Very big.
Yeah. Very big. So he says a couple of things here about what?
Our Sacks calls him Maori.
Right, right. Yeah. So here he has on page 7 about the aluminum, aluminum's type on him. Page 7 in the Siach Nochum. I'm reading from Siach Nochum from Nochum Rabinovich. Kaim she'en shal chayam me'en ufashum kaim kabel tumma. Chayim pasuk haram al piyato sefta. I told you kaim bava metzia. I told you Dr. Judah. That was his riddle. Where else is the bava kama, bava metzia, bava basra besides the mesechtas and.
I'm on the newspaper every week. They publish a whole bunch of riddles, you know, questions. They could be answered last week. This week's last week's rule, one of them was where else to get one.
Oh, yeah, they had that? Really? Yeah, so.
My wife is amazing.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, so that was the Tosefta and Caleb. So that's Dr. Judah and the Chassan, and we were sitting next to each other. So he said over this, but this is that Tosefta about the Karen, right? The Karen that you threw out. But he says, so he had the two halachas. There's one halacha of the Karen and the one halacha of the Esrog. Esrog is that physically it's not going to last. So he says, "Buchach mishdavke elo asher mitivon yirakuv." He's asking, he said maybe it only applies to things that are, but he doesn't. Does he quote the other Tosefta? Because there's two Toseftas, two halachas in the Rambam. Does he? In other words, he says, "Okay, I can understand if it's physically going to disintegrate, it's going to be a problem." Then it won't be b'chal tumah. But say some things like kli cheres, for example.
Kli cheres is a classic.
Right, yeah. But say me'achas hanasim me'usim, me'achas hamevashlim zorkin osam. But is that considered something that? He says, "V'chiyala aladas shekli cheres shenim osim kigoner or kli cheres shomdim b'shvira shum shochel v'chay chashu keinim b'nei kayama." But as he's saying, my kli cheres gets moss, so then you throw it away. So he says. So he's asking, it's not mistaken. In other words, he said. The problem with him, unless I didn't read the whole thing, but is that he's asking Akasha, he's saying, how can you compare clear aluminum to the Tosefta if the Tosefta is talking about Esrog that's going to disintegrate? But the answer we said was that there's another Tosefta that talks about the Karen, right. And the Karen is Zorik. But he still asked Akasha, but. So a kli cheres, you also zorik. So is anyone going to say a kli cheres is not going to be kamal tumah because but maybe in a chanami if
seems
so
he neglected the other.
He seemed to neglect that other tosefta. Then what's the answer to his question? Maybe in a chanami. Maybe if it's. But it could be, I don't know, maybe it doesn't get, in other words, does a kli cheres get mos right away? Did they throw it right away? Maybe they use it for something else. Maybe it's mos if you want to, drink from it. But
they take two or three times to get.
Yeah. But the cheres.
I understand what he's talking about. How do you kind of handle the case of the coffee? Of the
chattas.
The Torah says break it, right?
Right, the Torah says break it. But then you say the Torah says to break it. So, but really it's because there's nothing you can actually kasher. Can't kasher. It's still a flea. What, it won't be a kabbal tumah? The Torah says break it. But that's what the Torah says break it. Like Joe Miller said he found in the Tashbates, the question we had yesterday, about the Sota. So it was written knowing that it's going to be Nimchak. So then what's the whole idea that when Mochek Shev Hashem, that it doesn't have Kedusha? I was looking in the Sefer Shari Kodesh from Rav Yitzchak Hecht, that he said that the Machlok is Rishonim, I think the Sefer HaGos Maimon is Sefer Yireim and the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to say that it's a Mechiki even if it doesn't have Kedusha, and the Sefi Reim says that it wouldn't be a Nesemachik if it doesn't have Kedusha. But he says from the Tashbeit, that's a Xerus HaKosuf, that even though, it's what? The Xerus HaKosuf about what? That you have Shem Hashem and it has Kedusha, It has Kedusha, and yet we still mochik it? The question is, when the person wrote the Megillah Sota, he knew that it was for Megillah Sota. So is that considered having Kavana? If you hold like the Shita, that the Isur Mechikas Hashem is only when there's Kavana. So
it could also be a parsha of the Torah, right? There's a discussion in the Gemara.
Yeah.
The parsha from the Torah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's
possible. But if you say like the other Tosefta, that even a Kli, a Karen that you throw away. So what's the difference between a Karen and a Kli Cheres? Because Karen would say it's not a kabbalah because you're going to use it and throw it away. So how would he expect, apparently he doesn't bring that to Sefta. Maybe he missed it. I don't know what I'm saying. Maybe. Right? He's only quoting one Tosefta. That part is it. Yeah, he missed the Tosefta. Right? So, was he?
Sugar, but she called on.
Yeah. Well, Tosefta is, you know. The Rambam brings it down. Yeah. He wrote a Sefer in the Rambam, so maybe it's a Sefer in the Rambam.
Okay.
Unless you say that the Kli Cheres, like you said, they'll become most right away, and maybe they can still use it for other things. So he wants to say another reason. I don't know. He says, Shemi Yishud Liftor Kli Aluminum Dach Mitamachish Adait Unim Gemar. I don't know. My wife, because they put
a piece of aluminum foil on top, but you don't fold up the clean cell.
So, and then he quotes the famous Gra, right? There's a Gra. Let's see the Gra on page 8. He says, the Gra on page 8 has an interesting, yeah, take a look. Ain, it says Rashi says this. Ain klimatus b'tem d'raisa al hamnuyim b'parsha. It has to. And then he says the first shell says, "Daik b'shem agrosh osam shisha minim heim b'dafka v'lo yosef." But he says, "Who atzmut?" Cholik, most is a laugh daf because you're beating alone. What's the tivim coming in a chaldosh? In other words, the Torah says achasa, the deals are right to be matos, right? Only these things that are mentioned in the pasuk are, but the aluminum is not. Right, so that's the question.
So, the
right, so the question is. So it says in the Tversel, he quotes in the name of the Gra, Osam Shisha Minim Heim Bedafka Velo Yosek. So then, so he says, so if you hold like that, and even though the Tversel says, no, it's Lav Dafka. So if one was Shema Shomartos, and I'll say Lav Dafka, I'll call Shanikra. You know, anything that's called Anything that you have to, you know, you smash out. In other words, he says there are two discussions. One discussion is what's makabel tumah, and then another discussion could be what's has a chiyuv of which metals have tefilas kayla. So it could be that even if you want to disagree and say for kamal tumah it's more than this shisha, but for tefilas kayla it uses a lashon of raish. The gemara says kli sud ha'amurim b'parsha. The gemara says. So maybe one can be mechalik when it comes to tumor, any type of metal, not like the gra is mechabal tumor, but for the chiv of mateches for tefilas kalim, that may be kli suda hamurim b'parsha. Oh,
I guess
they're wrong. What?
I was just trying to think of nafka meters. I guess they're
wrong.
Mile.
Yeah, but I'm saying for but for. But it's an interesting chiluk you want to make.
I found it.
What did you find?
It sounds like it says that it is kadosh that they write it down. There's a kasa, and we're not anywhere else.
But what is he saying? So he's going back to the sota question. Yeah. He's saying that it is kadosh,
yeah.
Even though it's temporary. But that's a because there's a kasa that one that has a din of kedusha, even though you have in mind to write it. With intent to erase it. But read it.
So he said so cool in the Malashim Shami, Ishti Shama Purasham, but the Kadusha in Kalamai, the Gomer Vilan, Poet Bikan, Petra the Divya, after Achim, exerts a custom of the
system. That's because you need a mistake of Schmatz, writer.
Wait, let me see. Bring it up.
So
wait, bring it up.
I'm saying you need a mechika of the shmas.
Because he says you can't bring a raya that anything what that anything is temporary doesn't have because the anything that but our sheet is the whole like that everything's temporary so he's saying you can't bring this special exertion custom. This is the Tashbates. They say but Lamaisa there are Rishonim that hold I think the safety rayon that if it's not. You know, Yitzchak HaKadosh has a whole tshuva about, like, you know, he has a tshuva. Things that you're going to erase.
Maybe,
erase
the chalkboard.
He has some more luchos. He speaks about the luchos.
In the forest.
Yep.
Chalkboard. In this time, he needs to write the chalkboard. The person.
Rabbi Shechter's son, Rabbi Shai Shechter, wrote an article on the Beis Yitzchak once on the Shem Hashem on the board. There's a piece on that. But there's a tshuva from Rabbi Yitzchak Chochanan about it. But it's interesting, this diyuk of. So maybe the Gabi Tumma, you can have a machlokes to very shell on the gra. About if it's only these six, or maybe if it feels Kalim, maybe you can make a chiluk. If it feels Kalim, it says, Klisuda Mur Mepash. Only the klesuda that are in the parsha. In the parsha is only these things. says, Ad kan lo omer, page 8, the last three lines. Ad kan lo omer luchlal sham minim shin tzchashu b'chal matchas al inyan sham matchas aval v'tfila b'tumus goyim harin isbar b'avod azara dafkuch v'sud amur m'parsha. Dafkuch b'lkuchim u'chimaisa shahaya. Okay, now let's say, umna ain't behem tumus goyim b'chal adeus. So maybe, and there are Ravdaf goes on assuming aluminum rather than near, but then the stamp came in aluminum. So I'll say, I'll say, Shafil, but Bilan also made the Varach, I'll feel as
well. But you learn
how to play Mantras
from those,
or 16. They say, oh, but maybe not, maybe only.
Or else, what's open source for Mantras?
Right, but I'm saying, but Tefillas Kalim, the question of the Gemara is Klisud Amur Meparsha. So maybe Tefillas Kalim has a different.
They're told to do two things, right? To get the Tumah.
Right, you have to bring the Tumah and then you have to bring it to the Mikvah. Right. So you're saying Chiddush, that maybe for the Tumah Shabbat, it's not only these six, but for the Tefillas Kalim, it's Tafka Klisud Amur Meparsha. It's a Chiddush. It's not the Parsha Pshat. We saw the more of a Parsha. Parsha means, I mean, if more of a Parsha would include, but it's an interesting thing that he's saying.
It's
not Rashi. Rashi says the lashon, please do the word of Rashi. Rashi, Rashi. Which means that Rishon will free the spree. Right, right. But then he says another thing. There's always a famous shayla about electric appliances, whether you need to be a scale. So there's a tshuva. Chalkas, Rabbi Pixon pointed out, Chalkas Yaakov, that Rabbi Price, he quotes it from the Gedula Tara, I think, Tara. That maybe things that are Chubber, especially when you plug something in, it's considered a Chubber effect like that. And Chubra Kaka, maybe there's no din of Tfila. So he doesn't like that because maybe it's considered Talash or Sof Chibra. But you can argue with that and say that no, that Talash or Sof Chibra is because it's only useful when it's Chibra. So maybe that's not called Talash or Sof Chibra. So that's one kula that they give. But there's a whole discussion, I think others mentioned it. I think Shechas was told to mention if it's going to break, so maybe then, if Yachar and Ariel has the discussion, maybe Shechas, I think, has a discussion about this, maybe it's pater from the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do it. So it's not an issa, this is the way for the mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, then there's no chiv. So if it's going to break, maybe there's more mitzvah. That's how someone should have to discuss that. And Rav Yaakov Ariel. So that, and Rav David Cohen told me like that also once. No, he said more the, I think the other svar, that maybe it's Bechubar or whatever, different svaras. So he's going to say a new idea. I don't know. I'm not convinced with this idea either. He writes here the last page 12. Last page. So, we're in the Shir. I'm going to call you back very short. We have the Nimsha Shachlina, Seroy, the Shim, Shrak, Hashem, Chabim, also the Hashma. Zero say Yehudi Beveso. Kachlo says Gram, Lachas Hakli. Enkhan Chiv, feel a klal. So he wants to say it's only a kli when it's useful. It's only useful when you plug it in. And you plug it in by a Jew. That's his word. That's his chab. So Mela is not chayish. But I was thinking, when I saw that, I was thinking of the Mashag. Because the Mashag says what? That anything the Uman does is really the Gemara Kli. What you do at home, that's already the Hishtamshus. That's not the Gemara Kli. Right. So... Right, like we discussed the chopsticks. So what you do is so right. That was the tshuva we saw in the Marshat. So the same thing over here. When you get an electric, and he spoke about radio, same thing. When you get the Marshat, when you get an appliance, so they we don't view it as if you're finishing the kli. You're doing the gemar kli. You did. He did the whole thing. It's just you don't use it until it's plugged in.
Rav Tandor used to say that
Rav Tandor,
the stove is that you bring in an electrician and he malfunctions it and then makes it useful again.
Right.
A Jewish
electrician. Because then it's not a yeah, so that I could hear. But after an Uman, is it something that a hedger could do that?
That's a case of
Chibar.
Oven is a fixture. It's attached.
Yeah. Okay.
But
oven.
They're not portable.
But I mean, it's an interesting thing he wants to say. But I like the Marshad more.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, for sure.
The whole thing is.
Sure.
And these ones.
Probably never heard of the Marshad.
Yeah, the Marshad is the. The Hungarian world. Yeah, you have to be a Hungarian rabbi, you know.
But
it's a brisker svar. It's a brisker svar. They call it Marshag. I think it's the Machna, I told you, the Machna Chaim and the Marshag are the two Hungarians that are called the Hungarian Reb Chaims because they have the Dallas. Svar. Have the svars. Yeah. You have to be a Hungarian Reb Chaim. So I think those are the two. Machna Chaim, but he's Chaim. So, yeah. And the Marshag has these farce.
Yeah.
Kasim Seifer.
Ramshik was also.
Yeah, he was also a boss. Yeah. Yeah, the Marshag.
Those are two the Hasidim and Adab. Ramshik and Kasim Seifer.
Well,
custom
software is pretty well accepted.
No, but the custom software, the Siddushah world more so than the.
Yeah, I want to say this big argument. I know he was a custom.
Yeah.
Another custom defendant. He said, no, he
wasn't. He
didn't
even
claim that it's a custom.
He
didn't press for
him without being a custom. Right.
No, he was
from Paul. Thank you.
Okay, so I just I had a wedding last night. So right before the wedding, I said I'm going to Xerox this so we could take a look. Even though we had a couple of horrors on him, uh-huh. In other words, the fact that he didn't bring the other Tosefta like before I said, and this far. But I like sometimes it's good to read something just to say the account of far is this idea that it's only a kli when you plug it in, and then the Jew plugs it in. So I think the Marshag is the good, what you say? No, anything the woman does. Rav Moshe Shapir from the library asked me, what about shoes? He said, a lot of times shoes So the rices, you know, sometimes you have to put in yourself.
But that's definitely, that's my Rikadish the rices.
Right. So he was asking me, so how can the Marshak say, you know, everything, when you, everything that you... Yeah, but I told him, I thought like this, that the shoelaces are manufactured different from the shoe. They're probably different.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And they put them together. So Rashad is only saying when there's one manufacturer, then he doesn't do three quarters of the job. He does Arasov. Sometimes you need to get, so then you can kind of. And he did Arasov, right. But the question is, when but to put the laces in, so you're saying maybe that's only the Rabbana. Okay. That's what the Ferrari.
Really? Yeah.
Okay, I mean, it's in this. You look in the Sefer Torah's
Mulach. New parish, you know, in all parachutes, that's different.
The new parachutes. You're saying even a new parachute.
All parachutes that had shoelaces in the course of the it's just the old shoelaces or even
shoelaces.
It's not at all.
Right. Yeah, but
it's
a
new shoe.
Okay, we'll do the top. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot written on the shoe. Yeah. Okay, so tomorrow will be the last year of this series, together with Chumash. And because I have to show you how I titled this in to Shavuos. In other words, this was this whole month was the share that I gave in 1 hour of Leil Shavuos. Obviously, I had to have an excuse to tie it into Shavuos. So we'll see what that is.
The riddle.
What's
the riddle of the day is
up. Are you running now, or should I say over the last part of your day?
I don't think I have enough time.
You don't have enough time.
And I also have to see at what point. I don't remember offhand what part of this year is. I have to see what the last one
is. Okay, because I want to do it today so we can.
Yeah,
okay, Shkoyach, and so we'll see you tomorrow, Bezer Shem. So now I wish you a taste of Shalom, and I hope you make it there safely and Chalof Chazor safely. And enjoy.
It's my fourth try.
This is his fourth try.
So 2 years
ago. I had to look my passport the last time I was there. It was last time I checked.